Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for Jenny Macy's. Thank you for bringing us together once more to hear from you and to heal us and to change us. We know that we will live here better than we came. Lord, restore the joy of our salvation. May no one here under the sound of my voice live the same. No one comes to you and return the same. Lord, restore that the enemy has taken away. Heal us, deliver us. Whatever is causing desperation, whatever is causing anxiety, irritation, sickness, in the name of Jesus, we bind it, we cast it out, and we declare that let your sons and daughters be free. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all shall shout and say, Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please be seated in heavenly places. Well, I'm preaching. I think I've been gone for a minute. I've missed all of you. And I bring you greetings from your father and my father. You see how you are happy to see me. That is how I was more than you, happy to see my father. Are you there? Yeah. It's a blessing that when you go far, you come near. In fact, Bishop said this, but I did not understand, that when you go far, you come near. Yeah. As he has sent me here as a missionary, I've rather come closer to him. Far closer to him, even though he sent me far. Yeah. And it's a mystery. Because as we were in the meeting, there are people who live around and want to see him for days and months, and they have not been able to see him. And you come from far, you are in a meeting with him for a long hour, for a week. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah, so it looks like when you are doing what your father wants you to do, even when you are far from your father, you'll be closer to your father. But if you are not doing what your father wants you to do, you may be by your father, but you'll be far from your father. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. When you are not doing what your father wants you to do, maybe you have a boyfriend, your father is not happy. You'll be far from your father even though you are closer in the house. But when you are doing the course he wants you to do, even if you go and do the course in China or in US, you'll be closer to your father. How many understand? Yeah, he will call you in the morning. He will check up what you are doing. He will send you money. He will know everything about you. But you'll be surprised that the one who is just in the same house with him, but not doing what the father wants him to do, will be further away. Yeah. So it's a blessing that when you go far, you come close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can even see it in the people that I have sent to start branches. They were with me in one branch in Kailicha. We went to CPUT. We came to UWC. Then we went to Cape Town, Parklands. were all together. Then I sent somebody, okay, go to Malmesbury, go to Powell, go to this. And the people, Worcester, those who have gone far, they are closer because we meet often. Yeah. It's a mystery. So never be afraid to do the will of God. Even if it means you are leaving your parents, you'll be closer to God.
Okay.
Even if, do you understand? That is the mystery that I have seen, that when you are doing the will of the Father, you will be close when even you are far. You will be on his mind. He will pray for you. He will think about you. He will support you. Everything concerning you, he will look after you, your children, everything. But when you are not doing the will of your Father, you will be around, but your Father will not even know what is going on in your life. I pray that all of us over here, I don't know where your parents are, but believe God that you will do the will, okay? You will do what your parents, the right things that they want you to do. When you do it, you'll be surprised. You'll be in their hearts. They will leave their inheritance for you. Yeah, they will leave. And one man of God was telling me, can I talk to you from my house? I know tomorrow some of us have tests. We will close early. Don't worry. But listening to this, you know, listening to this, as young as we are, what you need is wisdom. Okay? You will be wise. But often by the time we are wise, the wisdom doesn't benefit us. As for being wise, you'll be wise. Because through the things that you go through, wisdom will come. But sometimes by the time the wisdom has come, you can't benefit from the wisdom. You know that you shouldn't do this. You know that, like you see an old man advising you. He's so wise. But you see that the wisdom has not helped him. Are you understanding that? The old man is so wise with gray hair. He said, my daughter, don't do this. He can advise you, but you can see that the wisdom that he's telling you, he has not benefited him. He came to know all these things through the mistakes he has made. He chose the wrong, maybe, friends. He went to the wrong school, did the wrong course, married the wrong person, staying there. All the wrong things. But now, he's so wise. You know, I shouldn't choose such a friend. I shouldn't do this. But it's too late. The wisdom he has, it cannot even benefit him. That's why when I come here, I desire to talk to you from my heart more. Because when I was a student, I did not have any pastor like me talking to me. And do you understand? Yeah, I remember as a student in tertiary education, I had a bottle of hard liquor by my bed. Yes. If I'm sleeping, I don't need to wake up. I will stretch my hand and take it and sip it and put it down. I wish I had somebody. Do you understand? Yeah, so if you are here, I'm telling you, God has brought you in for a certain deliverance to make your life beautiful. So give yourself time and make sure that you are deeply rooted where God has brought you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what the devil wants to do with your life, only you can allow him. If you care to know the plans that the devil has for you, you would say, hey, if you give him a chance, by the time he is finished with you, you wouldn't like yourself. By the time the devil finishes you, you wouldn't like, as beautiful as you are, by the time he is finished with you, you wouldn't like who you are. You will lose your health. You lose your beauty, you lose your everything that is important, it will not be there. Yeah. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, just listen to some of this wisdom and it will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
I was telling you, a man of God was telling me, he said, my son was in UK. In fact, he brought him to Ghana as an expatriate. He was working with oil company. But his father told him that, you know, leave UK and come to Ghana. And the son came. And he told me, he said, when my son came, because he listened to me, I have given him 4 plots of land. I gave him land, 3 here. And I have given him another piece of plot. I said, why? He said, because he listened to me. Because he listened to me, I have given him, it's giving him a head start. Do you understand? If he had not listened, he wouldn't have given it to him. Many people have worked for 20 years. They cannot afford a plot of land. But because he listened to the father, he has given him 4 plots of land. And I noticed that sometimes, and some of us, I know you say that, but Pastor, me, I don't have a father. Don't never say that. God, the Bible said that God gives us fathers. He sends us fathers. Look around. Maybe your big brother has become your father, but you have not accepted him. Maybe your uncle has become your father, but you have not accepted him. Maybe even your teacher or your lecturer has taken interest in you, has become your father, but you've not accepted. Maybe me standing here, your pastor, I've become a father to you, but you can't even see. You are still destroying your life. Until the day you say that, I think that I should go for advice. Yeah. Then never say that, God, I don't have a father. I did not grow up with a father. Then it means you are proud. You are refusing to see who God has given you. You are refusing to see. That is why we have a special word for people without fathers. Call them bastards. Don't choose to be one. Even if you did not grow up with your father, there are a lot of uncles, big brothers. God has sent you fathers. Receive one, and you see your life will become better. Are you here?
Always.
Why am I telling you all these things? Is it the joy of being with my father? I noticed that my life has become better. I did not choose. I did not choose to be here, but I obeyed my father. He said, go, I'm sending you here. Just go. But as I obeyed my father, I can see that my life has become better. Yeah, I have never slept on empty stomach. The day came that I said I don't have food to eat, so I chew stones and drank water. Never. It has never happened before, no matter what. God will provide you. Do you understand? But you see, when you are taking the step that the Father wants you to take, it looks very difficult and undoable, impossible. How do you live and do what God asks? How do I become? And you will become. Father, thank you for the life of your son. Have a father. Your life will never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Let your health be perfected in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You see, I would have loved certain things, but you wouldn't even know that there is a blessing in obedience. Yeah, there's a blessing in just obeying a father. That's what the Bible says, children, obey your parents, for this is right. Obey. If you are a child, just obey. There are time will come that you will be on your own, but there's a time that you don't need to be a thinking child. Do you understand? There's a time that you don't need to be a thinking child. You just need to obey what your parents will. Even sometimes, I mean, they will tell you, if you don't come home, 8 o'clock, you will close the door. It feels restricting. But if you follow it, some of us, if we have followed it, we will still be virgins. I'm telling you, if we have followed it, you will not know the difference between guys. You see that you, a boy like you, at your age, you are a sport guy. You know things that your father don't know. Mercy.
Yes.
So let's pray. Father, thank you for the fathers.
Yes.
I pray that everyone here, you open our eyes to see the fathers you have given us. May we not ignore the fathers. I pray that the fathers and the fatherly figures, the mothers and the motherly figures, the foster mothers, the foster fathers, people you have sent our way, please help us to receive them. Open our eyes to see them. May we not bypass them. May we not ignore them. I pray in the name of Jesus, help. Help us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, be seated. I'm trying. I'm sure you're already blessed. We can close and go. We can close and go. But I want to share with you. I want to share with you the art of hearing. The art of hearing. Okay. The art of hearing. I'm trying.
It's working.
All right. Okay. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10. I have less than 30 minutes to close. Be honest, people are doing exams. They need to go and study. So please help me. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm reading from verse number 10. Can we read it together? One, go. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Can we take it again? One, go. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. What does it mean? Bible said there are so many voices in the world, and all of them is significant. That is another way to look at it. Okay, two negatives will always be positive. None of them is without. None is negative. Without is negative. So it means all is significant. Do you understand? Or you were taught English in Zulu. No, I'm trying to explain this portion. He said, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without. Do you understand? So it means all of them is significant. None of them is without. Significant. It means that all of them has significance. How many understand up to this point? Yeah. So even the difference between us, as you are in school, the difference between you, what course are you doing? B administration. And what are you doing? So you are in the engineering science. Yeah. So even the difference between students is the voice they are hearing. Do you understand? You are grouped or divided into different sessions because of the different voices you are hearing. Some are hearing a voice that talks about business, economics. Some are hearing science. Do you understand? So even the difference in students is as a result of the voice they are hearing. Are you here? And how you conduct yourself and how you are and what you are doing is as a result of the voice you have heard. In fact, the grade with which you entered into university is as a result of the voice you heard. It makes the difference in schools is because of the voice. Who is teaching? Are you here? So it's so important. That's what Jesus told us. He said, take heed what you hear and how you hear it. Because voices are not, neutral. Voice it has an impact. It's affecting you whether you like it or not. Whatever you are hearing. Are you here? Hello? That is why if you don't take time and you don't choose your friends, you can hear something that will destroy your life. Oh, yeah. What you hear affects you whether you like it or not. If what you have heard has not affected you, it means the climate, the conditions for what you have heard to work has not happened. If you are there with your friends, they are talking, hey, my boy did this to me, I was doing this. You may think that you will not do it. A day will come when you are alone with somebody. You notice that something that you heard that you thought that you would never use is playing back. Because when a seed is sown here, you may think that it is not going to work. But by mistake, if somebody sweeps it and puts it outside there, there will be soil. There will be light. All the conditions that will permit the seed to grow. Do you understand? And what did Jesus say? He said, the words that I'm saying to you, they are seed. The word, whatever you hear, they are seed. Because the word doesn't grow if the conditions are not right. Do you understand? If the conditions are not right. So whatever you are hearing is seeds that you are sowing. That is why you can sow seed into your life until your eye can see diseases in people. Your own son, when you see that your son sick, you wouldn't know. But a doctor comes and see that, oh, your son is not well. Yeah. How was the eye trained? By hearing. By hearing. By hearing. You become an engineer by hearing. You become a doctor by hearing. You become an accountant by hearing. You become a nurse by hearing. A doctor can just call you. It will prescribe something for you right now. Meanwhile, you are there. You are seeing the same thing, but you can't even see that. You can't see that there's something wrong. How many understand what I'm talking about? So I'm saying that every voice, and that's what the Bible says, every voice is significant. Every voice is significant. If you are here, how many drive? I see everyone driving. Amen. Father, I pray, let your people drive. Hey! Yeah. The number of people who are driving are too small. Hey? Yeah. How many are driving, can drive now? How many? One and a half? Or two? It's changing in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are driving.
Amen.
You see, when you are driving and you hear another driver honing, people, what is he saying? Even the honing has significance. It's a voice. Either you have taken a bigger portion of the road, go this way. Do you understand? Or he's telling you are sleeping and he's waking you up. Hey! Or he's telling you that there's something ahead. Watch. Anything you hear, when you hear a siren ring, what does it mean? Yeah, emergency. If you are driving, whether you like it or not, it's like every voice has significance. Every voice has significance. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So you need to know whether you will do well or not is as a result of your ability to hear. Are you here? Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm trying. I'm just ending it. So, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 1. Can we read it together? One, go. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken. Wait. If thou shalt hearken what? So it means that you can hear, but in order to do well, you need to hear diligently. Not just listening. If you shall listen diligently, tell somebody, don't just hear.
Don't just hear.
Hear intelligently.
Hear intelligently.
Sometimes you hear something, but you don't hear what is being said. Sometimes what is being said is more than the word that has been. Do you understand? So let's take it again. One, go. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt intelligently or diligently. to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations. Hallelujah. Can you see the secret? What is the secret in you doing well more than all the people around you? What is the secret? If you want to do better than all your colleagues, what is the secret? To hear intelligently, diligently, and to do it. If you can hear, hearing is one thing and doing is another. There are people they hear, but they don't do it. Many of us were told you heard it, but did not do it. How many did not do some advice and it has affected you? It has already affected you. Yeah, it's more like you did not hear, you heard it, but you did not do it. How many noticed that if you had done what you heard, your situation would have been better than it is now? By now, you would have even completed university by now. If you had done, are you understanding? I'm solving all the problems. So it's one thing hearing. It's one thing hearing. And can I tell you something? Listen to this.
Okay, we're listening.
It takes more than the ear to hear. Have you seen people who cannot hear before? Are you here?
Yes.
Almost every person who cannot hear has ears. Almost everyone that I know, that when you speak, they cannot hear, they have ears. So it should tell you that it takes more than the ears to hear. So if you think that because you have ears, you can hear, it's not the case. It takes more than the ears to hear. May God help us.
Amen.
May you hear and hear intelligently.
Amen.
Maybe I ask, what do you call it? They say to, do you really want to do this? Then she goes and said, oh, pastor was asking me whether I really want to do this. She has heard, but she did not hear what I was saying. Maybe he said, it means I don't expect you to do this. Do you understand? But maybe how you heard it, you hear that, oh, he's saying that he was asking me. But maybe it's more a question that, I'm not expecting you to do. So that's why the person said, are you really going to do this? But if you don't hear intelligently, you may think there's a question. I don't know who I'm talking to. You may think there's a question that is being asked, that it was asking whether I really want to do this. But maybe it is rather instruction that I don't expect you. How can you do such a thing? But because you are not hearing intelligence, you are hearing a question instead of instruction. That's what Jesus said. Take heed what you hear and how you hear it. We are just about to close, but I need you to understand that the voices, there are a lot of voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. Every voice you hear has influence. Every voice is trying to control you. Every voice is trying to suggest something to you. Every voice is trying to let you do something. So you need to be careful. If not, you will find yourself in a place that you have not imagined. Because some of us are not even aware of the voices that we are hearing. For instance, if you are here and you don't know how a snake hisses, do you know how a snake hisses? Who knows how a snake hisses? Yeah. You may be by a snake, but you don't even know that you are about to die. Because you don't know, you may think that, oh, maybe some air is blowing back. Maybe the voice you know is the barking of dogs. When you hear, whoa, whoa, then you know that there's a dog here. But you see, because you don't know how a snake hisses, when even the snake is under your bed, you wouldn't even know until you are bitten. And the venomous poison is introduced into you. And many of us, that is what I'm talking about, that we are not even aware of the voices that are talking to us. We are not even aware of the voices that are influencing and talking to us. How will we even know not to follow or what to follow? The church is quiet. I've come back from my father, so. Are you here? So Moses told them, go to Deuteronomy. He said, if thou shalt, it shall come to pass. That means that this one, you don't need to do anything. When you hear it shall come to pass, it means, for instance, they said, it shall come to pass if you stand and jump. Whether you have fasted, you have prayed. When you stand on a, what do you call it? A skyscraper, 10th floor, 11th floor, and you jump, it shall come to pass. That you will break your head, you break your leg, and we will bury you. It shall come to. It's like when you do that, we don't need to do anything. You are going to die nicely. So there are things that it shall come to pass. And this one of them, Moses was telling them, God told Moses, tell them, this will happen. It shall come to pass. And what shall come to pass? A condition. If, it's not by force, if you will, what? Hearken diligently to unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all the commandment which I command you this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high. May you be set on high.
Amen.
May you be above.
Amen.
May you be lifted above all your colleagues.
Amen.
Above all the nations of the earth. Then look at verse number 2, which I did not want to go there. When you listen, it said, and all these blessings, all these, those who have been to school, this means prayer. It's not this. A lot of blessings. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Have you put your hands together for the word of God? If tell the person that is not by force, if it's a condition, if you can listen, if you can, and the blessings, time will not permit me to go into all the blessings. Some of them are long life. Yeah, I'm telling you. Some of them. You will see that the blessings not only will come on thee, but it says, overtake thee. When a blessing does overtaking, what does it mean? Okay. When blessings, you see, when a car overtakes you, it bypasses you. But when blessings overtake you, it means that it will be waiting for you to come. Before you need it. Do you understand? Before you think that, I'm going, before you think that, I wish I can get married, there will be four people forcing themselves on you. Then you say, the pastor, which one should I choose? I'm telling you, when over, it means that by the time you are thinking that this is what I need, it will be waiting for you. When blessings do overtake, it means they are waiting. Look, somebody is a student, is already employed. As people are looking for employment, the person is working. The blessing has overtaken the person without certificate. There's no transcript. It's not come. It's already employed. Say, we like you, just work, we'll pay you. Meanwhile, other people are looking for. May blessings overtake you.
Amen.
That is why I will teach you. I will teach you to listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Are you here? Yeah. And some of us, we are clever in our own eyes. We think that we know what you are doing. We don't want to do the word of God. You don't want, I know. Oh, this pastor, don't listen to them. Well, with time, we will see who is deceiving who. With time. And always when people tell you get your life, sometimes you are advising people, oh, one day. Bishop was talking to one of the ladies who was into boys as a student. And he was telling her that, oh, you don't need to do that. And she said, this your preaching against fornication is archaic. Modern girls, everybody sleeps around. Said, look, the Bible is wrong. Modern girls, there's no modern girl who doesn't sleep around. How can we stop fornication? So no, the Bible says, you cannot do, you wait till you get married. Oh, you said, it's archaic. It cannot be modern. How? This Bible is archaic. He said, by the time they finished school, she was in psychiatric hospital. When they give her food, then she will be calling the name, James. The modern girls was, somebody broke her heart. See how you can give yourself 100% to somebody, believing and knowing that this one, you and the person, is the one. You can even tell the pastor, even when you see him, you notice that he's the one. Pastor, if you like, even if I bring him, you will notice that he's the one. By the time they finish, she was at a psychiatric hospital. They had given her food, and she was using the index finger to point the food and say, James. And they said, no, eating. She was not eating. She thought that the word of God is a cake. She thought that she is not the type. You know, some of you think that nobody can break your heart. You have not met James Bond. That's why you are behaving like that. No. Look, I am very sure some of you think that the way you are, you know how. No, you are. How can somebody break your heart? My sister, you've not met James Bond. And the guys, you think that you are some. Look, one day a big guy, macho guy, came to cry in the pastor's office. So the pastor asked him why. So she says she doesn't like me anymore. And the pastor said, who? This TikTok guy, it was some short lady. The pastor, yeah, you are very foolish. Why can you cry over this short thing? I said, pastor, she's the one I want, but she says she doesn't like me. So it's not only the girls. The guys, you have not met somebody who will smuggle herself into your heart. Hey! See that the girl has entered your heart. It's giving you sleeplessness. If you don't see her, you cannot sleep. And she will intentionally say that, well, don't call me again. You see that you can't learn. When you take your book, you are learning. You will look at one page. You will look at one page for 8 hours. You see that backtracking. You are backtracking. You are there. Nothing is going in.
One paragraph, 4 hours.
Have you watched the movie Salt? If not watch Salt, I was coming to tell you that you have not met Salt. Yeah, it's a type of person. It's a type of lady. When she smuggles herself into your heart, oh, You cannot. It will be entangled. Yeah. You notice that you are taken. Just like somebody who tries to hold something in your feet, your hands are taken there, so you are booting. So you see that the leg has also, so you, now you don't have any opportunity to be there like that. Some ladies, their love is more than slime. It will arrest you. You can't see that. You know what you need to. You can't do it. But you see, that's what I'm telling you. Don't ever think that the word of God is archaic. Yeah, a lady is telling you, hello, you know, I love you. And you are listening to the voice. It's a voice. This voice will let you forget about learning. Or you are hearing a baritone voice. Hello, baby. Is that my love I'm talking to? I just called to say how much I love you. Even the things that makes me love you more is when I see the way you walk. You walk like my mother. Hey! And he talked and said, you know, I have decided to give you my heart so I can run on batteries. He wants to give you his heart and he will run on batteries. And you believe it. And you are, when he said, oh, stop that. Stop. This voice you are hearing, I said, this voice you are hearing can let you not finish your course. But the difference between people is your ability to hear. And hear what? Diligently. Your ability to hear. And hear what?
Diligently.
Your ability to listen intelligently. You need to hear and hear well. That's the difference between people. Even in class, people will get 20% and 80%. They are all taught by the same lecturer. But some hear and hear, and some hear and don't hear. When you hear, may you understand.
Amen.
Are you here? So quickly, as our time is up, it's just the introduction. I will just give you 12 voices that you need to know about. Then we can talk about it later. Is that okay? Number one is the voice of God. The voice of God. You need to know that the voice of God. Number two is the voice of the flesh. Do you know that your flesh has voice? Your flesh has a voice. If you listen to your flesh, you will check yourself into somebody's room to be worked on. If you don't take time, your flesh can let you do wrong things. Yeah. The voice. So you need to know the different voices so that you can control them or you can work against whatever the wrong ones are saying. Number three is the voice of the mind. The voice of your mind. There are many people who say that, how will it be like if just I smoke one? It's not like you have smoke or you know what the body wants. It's not the body, but your mind is telling you that, what about if I try it? Do you understand? Yeah. Many people who are having anal sex today, it's like, what about if I, how will it be like? The voice of the mind. Curiosity, I have slept with one person. How about if I try two, how will it be like? Yeah. I've just been smoking. What about, how will it be if I smoke and drink at the same time? Yeah, did you understand? It's that your mind is telling you something if you don't take time. And some of us, if your mind is talking to you, wouldn't even know that my mind is playing tricks on me. And the mind is the house of the soul. just as the body is the house for the spirit. Are you there? Okay. Number four is the voice of the devil. I'm just giving you the 12 voices you need to know about, then we will close. Is that not it? Is it a deal? Then we can take it one after the other another time. The voice of the devil. Hey. How many have heard the voice of the devil before? It was telling them, do this. You know that it is wrong. But you can hear the, hey, look at what, you can, this is the voice of the devil. You can see, hey,
this one,
the devil wants me to really, the devil can even tell you that kill yourself, it's not worth it. I'm telling you. Look, it's not worth it. Just destroy it. Why don't you run before the car? Go and stand by the... If you see somebody hanging himself or herself, what do you think he heard it? What do you think? What voice is speaking to somebody to hang himself? It can never be the voice of... It's the voice of the devil. Yeah. And some of us, you can hear persistent voice that makes you restless. Makes you restless. It's like somebody is talking to you. Do this. Call the help. I'm telling you, you hear wrong voices. One day a lady told me, said, Pastor, when I went to, was it Checkers? He said, I almost stole something from the shelf. I said, why? He said, there was a voice that was saying that, take it. And I was helpless. He said, she was helpless. She was about to take it. How many have heard of, dignified people, important rich people who go to shop to do shoplifting? They have money. Dignified. They can buy the items 10 times over. Briefly. They go to shop and a voice forces them just to disgrace them. And they will catch, I'm telling you. They will get caught. The voice of the devil can be so strong. The next one, then number five, the voice of a prophet. A voice of a prophet can also influence you. Number six, the voice of the Bible. The voice of the Bible. Number seven, the voice of your friends. This is a big one. The voice of your friend can be stronger than even the voice of your parents. How many know some people who have done bad things because of their friends? Not you, but you know somebody. Oh no, lift your hand. Not you. You know somebody. But if you also know yourself, you can also. You are also somebody that you can know. Is that not it? You know somebody. It's easier that way. You know somebody who did something wrong because of friends. Yeah, I also know somebody. Yeah. The voice of your friends. Number eight, the voice of your parents. Some people you are here, you know God has called you, but the voice of your parent can let you not answer the call. I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, this Christmas I need to stay fast and pray and develop myself, but your parent will be calling you, come. And you know that as you are going home, there is this boy who is sharpening his tools waiting for you. But if you had stayed, you are going to remain Christian. You are going, the guy has been waiting for you. He's taking medication and exercising. You will come back with the baby. You see, I'm telling you. Yeah. But you follow a certain, and some of us, is the food we eat. The food you want to eat during December, that is what destroys you. Number 9 is the voice of your spirit. The voice of your spirit is what we call conscience. Your conscience. The voice of your spirit. That is why you hear people say that something occurred to me. Do you understand? Yeah, sometimes they are unbelievers, but they are very principled. Principled because they have conscience. Then number 10 is the voice of your spouse. It's a voice. Your wife or your husband. The voice of your husband or your wife can determine what you do. Some people leave everything because of what their spouse is saying. And when you look into the Bible, most of the great men suffered because of their spouse, starting from Adam. God said that, Adam was cursed. God said that because you have listened to your wife and eating this thing that I say you shouldn't eat, you are cursed. So Adam was cursed because of the wife. Yeah. Your husband is not God and your wife is not God. But you see, Eve will come and say, if you love me, why are you not doing what I'm telling you? If you love me, I said, this fruit that I have eaten, you want God to come and be angry with me alone. And when you see, you are the head, when you eat it, then God will say that, oh, okay, the husband knows about it. You are not eating it. Then you say you love me. Then she start crying. Is that love? I'm sure Adam was confused. Said, let me eat it. Okay, bring it. You bring it. Let me eat it so that. Hey! If you want peace, you do whatever your wife wants you. And they are always wrong. Because a summary of a lady, listen to me, you need to know yourself. You are easily deceived and you deceive easily. Yeah, that is what you need to know about yourself, that I can easily be deceived. And I can also deceive people easily. You understand? When you know that, you will not be quick in taking decisions. You always cross-check. Okay. If you're a lady, I'm telling you, because you are emotional, more than logic, more than rational. That's why ladies are more anointed than guys. Yeah. They perceive, they see, they are given to things. You get it? So you can also be taken in the wrong thing. You don't cross-check. You don't cross-check. You get it? So you need to tell yourself that I can easily be deceived. So let me know. Sometimes you hear, somebody says he needs 10,000. You don't tell the day you transfer. The money goes there, it doesn't come. See, one day. My member who I thought that she was intelligent. She called me. I was talking. I said, what did they say, Pastor? This one, I did not know how to tell you. I said, why? He said, hey, I don't know whether you will beat me or what. I said, I don't understand what you said. Can you believe? Somebody came say he's doing a business. I went to take my 100,000 and borrow 200,000 in addition. I've given to the person and the person is no more. I said, how much? He said, 300,000. I said, they said, even just to cross-check with you, I don't know why I did not do that. That this is what I'm doing. That would have been my safety net. No, it's your own money. Do you understand? That's why I'm saying that if you're a lady, believe that you can easily be deceived and you can also easily deceive. You can also, yeah. The devil came, waited when Adam was bathing or was going for hunting, then spoke, because the lady will believe something. Oh, it will not do anything. You can easily be deceived. And you can also easily deceive. Because it's not easy to see a lady and think that she will be here, but they are softer, they are calmer, they are gentle. You cannot think about evil. Look, stand, the two of you, stand. What evil can you associate?
you look, you look at this too. And you can, how, what evil can you associate? It's like flawless, faultless. But if I bring, come. If I bring you to come. If you, yeah. No. If these two guys come to the, so they need a 1,000 for something, you are likely not to give it to. But when these two come, then they say, oh, can you help us with, you may even feel that just 1,000, you may even give them 2,000. Or? Do you understand? Yeah. You, I'm telling you, so you need to believe what I'm telling you. And Adam was cursed. Not only that, Abraham. You see, today, Israel and Hamas, they are fighting. It's based on Sarah's advice. That, why don't you look at this lady, it's nice. If I'm not giving birth, look. Then Ishmael came out of Hagar. That is what has created the fashion, the fight. Based on the advice of the wife. Abraham was there. The wife said that, look at Hagar. He's a nice girl. Yeah, I'm growing old. Why don't you try and see whether it will work? And please, if your wife, don't suggest some of these things to husbands. Abraham had been eyeing the lady long ago, but he doesn't know how to talk about. So the day Sarah said, they said, well, if you insist, you can bring it. Then before long, Ishmael was in the system. Thank you. God bless you. Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. So look, one day, all of you, one day you'll be wives in the name of Jesus. And when you are wives, don't be an insisting. I believe that I can be wrong. Let me allow my decision to be corrected. Let me bounce my idea with my husband. Do you understand? Let me just believe it. It will always be a safe net. Yeah. Because somebody can present something. You will tell, don't let anybody know about it. Before you notice, all your salary, your future, entitlement, your pension is gone. Because you, in the simplicity of your mind, you think that everybody is like you. Everybody is nice. Everybody don't think evil, but people are not like that. People are not people. Are you here? So the voice of your spouse, number 11. The voice of circumstances. Circumstance. That's the 11th voice. Do you know the voice of circumstance? Circumstance can force you to do something that you don't need to do. Circumstance. The things that are happening. Circumstance is the same as happenstances. Okay. Happening. What is happening around you can let you do what you said you are not doing. You said you are not going to tavern, you not go clubbing. All your friends have gone. You said, you know, let me go, I won't drink and come. You see that the circumstance is forcing you to do what you say you will not do. So many people listen to the voice of a circumstance. Do you understand? Yeah, the circumstance demands that I do this. The circumstance, you need to be very careful. You can be in a place, you see that in that the place you are, everyone you know there has a boyfriend. It's like, this is what is pertaining here. Yeah. And after work or after school, they go with their boyfriend to drink and they come back. And you see that you are alone. You see that the circumstance is forcing you to do something that you don't want to do. Yeah, peer pressure, circumstance. And the last one is the voice of your own will. The voice of your own will. All these voices, in addition to others that I have not mentioned, may be operating in your life right now, as I'm talking about. But if you become experienced, you'll be able to identify the voice of your friend. You begin to identify the voice of your parents. Do you understand? The voice of your flesh. The voice of you will see that, Charlie, my mind wants me to do this. My friends are doing this. You will be able to say that, look, let me go for the voice of God. Let me go for the voice of the Bible. Let me go for the voice of my pastor. He will be able to give a neutral counsel that will not. Do you understand? Yeah, but some of us are not even aware. Many people who are not here today is the voice of the flesh. The voice of the flesh will let you sleep. Yeah, oversleep, overeat, over everything over is the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a way of introducing the act of hearing. Hallelujah. May you hear and hear intelligently. Yeah. That will be the difference between us. That's why if people cannot hear, they are called disabled. They are even given grants to help them because they cannot hear. It's like something bad has happened to them. So use the ability to hear intelligently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is said? Did you understand it? Did you hear intelligently? Sometimes you hear something, but you did not really think deep about it. Therefore, you couldn't even understand the salient point or the import of whatever is said. But from today, I see you hearing and hearing diligently.
Amen.
I see you obeying the word of God.
Amen.
That you will be set on high.
Amen.
That you will be above only.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. May you be different from your friends.
Amen.
May you be better than your friends.
Amen.
Yeah, and may your life be far better because you have followed diligently the voice of the Lord your God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Close your eyes with me and let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word. Lord, we pray that we will not be hearers only, but we will be doers of the word. Help us. Help us to hear diligently, to listen intelligently, and to do even your will, that we will be closer to you. Deliver us from our own will and the voices of our friends and our flesh and our mind and our spirit and voices of the devil and circumstance. But Lord, help us. Help us. Help us to do your will in Jesus' name. There's somebody here, you were brought up in a very good home. But as you came to school, circumstance has caused you to become wayward. You've gone astray. You have done what you were not brought up to do. You were brought up in a godly home. I will not even say godly. The virtue and the things that were espoused in the home made you who you were before you came to school. But a circumstance and the people around you has let you let down your guard. You've let down your guard. You have not even frowned on them. These were things that you frowned on. These were things that could never be associated with you. But now you are indifferent. You are indifferent. You don't have a stand on it. But I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to tell you this afternoon. That is how it begins. It happened to Lot. He pitched his tent towards Sodom, but on the day the angels came, he was there. If you don't frown, if you are not against it, you'll be one. You'll be one of them. Take a decision today. Hear and hear intelligently. Nobody needs to convince you. Nobody needs to convince you. Let the word of God and your upbringing, the clear, godly, pure conscience with which you were brought up, let it guide you. Father, I thank you and I bless you for the life of your people.
Lord, help us to hear, to hearken diligently to the voice of you, Lord, that Lord will be lifted, will be set up, will be promoted in all that we do. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Still with your eyes closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to listen and do the voice of God. This is what I want to do. I don't want to follow the devil. I don't want my flesh, my mind, my spirit, or circumstances to control me. I want to rise above this. If God will help me, will save my life and help me to follow his voice, then I will be set up, then I will be better. This is what I'm praying for. If this is what you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to be born again. If this is what you are saying, lift only your right hand high above your head and I'll pray with you. You want to give your life. God bless you. Keep it lifted high above your head and we'll pray. Lift it high above your head. Jesus said, those who acknowledge me in this life, on that day I will acknowledge. And those who will deny me, I will also deny before my angels. You cannot deny Jesus. You are lifting up your right hand to acknowledge him and to accept him into your heart. If this is what you are doing, only your right hand, lift it high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. I want you to come to me. Let me pray with you. If you lifted your hand, come. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. My brother, come. Yes, come. Just stand right here. Just stand right here. Stand right here. Lift your hand like this and let's pray. Say with me, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From today, I believe in you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I accept you into my heart as the Lord, the Savior, and the Master over my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Park Lands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.